This episode of the God and Mental Health Podcast is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. So I have been talking to you all a lot in my podcast, as well as hearing on the ads that I've been really paying attention to a little TMI for a second, my cycle. I have also been talking to my clients so much who are women about the idea of cycle syncing, especially for my women between the ages of around 25 to 40, kind of when you're hitting that time frame where you're really starting to pay attention more to your body. And you know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I am someone that when before the week before my period comes, I am just craving so many sweets and fried foods. And I'm just a little more tired. Sometimes I'm down and emotional. And now it's just easier for me to manage my PMS with estrogen control. And so I want to talk to you really quickly about this amazing product because it has significantly helped, especially as I've been paying a lot more attention to my mood swings. I've been tracking my mood throughout the month and just being a little bit more mindful on just how am I actually feeling. We as women, our hormones really, really do impact the way we feel. And so Happy Mammoth, they are a company that is science-backed, and they make products that are completely dedicated to ingredients that are proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it absolutely shows. I have loved using their products, and the biggest benefit is I just feel like myself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. In fact, there are over 17,000 reviews for their products. And so if you are interested in trying out these products, but also being able to manage some of those symptoms for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code THERAPY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code THERAPY for 15% off today. Now, let's get back to the show.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Roz and Renee, and welcome to the show. This episode of the Therapy is a Christian podcast is brought to you by the Help Me Find a Therapist webinar.
Are you someone that has been listening to this podcast and you definitely are ready to take the step in looking for a therapist? Are you someone that is interested in finding an African-American therapist, maybe of a Christian therapist, and don't know where to start? I've got you covered, girl. Let's cut out the Google searches and let me help you find a therapist that's right for you. So in this webinar, I'll share with you how you can find a therapist that's just right for you. This webinar will cover how you can find a therapist in your area. Maybe you want to find a therapist that's virtual, low cost options, how to find a therapist, maybe with or without insurance. I'll also cover specifically all of the websites you can utilize to be able to find an African American therapist and even a Christian therapist. So I promise you, I won't leave you hanging. That is not the only thing we're going to cover in this webinar. As a bonus, I also will include my consultation question ebook. So when you call a therapist, you know exactly what questions you need to ask, specifically even asking them questions about their faith, and if you can include that in your sessions. This ebook has all the questions that you want to ask, as well as it'll give you the opportunity to really advocate for yourself for your mental health journey. If you're interested in starting therapy, definitely go to helpmefindatherapist.com. Again, that's helpmefindatherapist.com, or go to the link in the show notes. I cannot wait for you to start your mental health journey. Now, let's get back to the show.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Therapy as a Christian podcast. I'm your host, Rosa Renee, and welcome to another episode of the show. Hey, sis. How you doing, girl? I am back with another episode, and I am extremely, extremely excited to talk to y'all about this topic, as it has been on my mind for quite a while. And it is actually pretty much the basis of what I'm going to be talking to you all about, which is an amazing opportunity to work with me, which let me give you a little background. So if you have not known, I recently did a free class called Show Up Sis. I did it about a week and a half ago from this podcast being released. And I basically started I would say coaching program, I guess you can call it, around productivity. And I want to talk about the program because it's going to be so, so, so amazing. But I was really, really rumbling over for myself the idea of mindset and really what we as women do, especially women that are Christians and working through our own traumas and all of those things, that we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect and we don't really understand where it starts or where it comes from. And so last year in 2020, I started doing time management coaching. It was an effort to help women with their productivity, with their discipline, all of those things. But what I found with majority of the clients that I worked with was that they struggled a lot with mindset. And there was a huge part of them that was really working through self-criticism. And what does that look like? Additionally with that, there were a lot of self-sabotaging behaviors and procrastination. And I was finding that it was really hard for them to manage the things that were on their plate because they were overwhelmed with their own things that they were dealing with mentally. And so I started really taking that information and, you know, using the things that I know from my own professional life as well as my own personal experience to help clients even more. But what I found was that I really wanted to do it in a group setting. And so that's where Show Up Sis came. And it is an opportunity for me to teach ambitious women of faith how to overcome self-sabotage and procrastination so that they can create routines that work, become more productive, and overall be more fulfilled. And so if you're interested in understanding how you can become more productive as well as overcome self-sabotage or procrastination, wait till the end of the episode to find out about an amazing opportunity where you could really work with me and overcome this. But let's get into the episode. So as I was saying, I really was, you know, captivated by this idea of self-criticism. I'm someone that gets really, really fixated on, you know, different things that I could just dive into study on. And so as I was looking up self-criticism, I was really wanting to understand self-sabotaging behaviors. And I think that we as, you know, people can sometimes not understand that as Christians, Jesus knows and has experienced everything we have experienced. And so I'm going to give you a scripture reference and then we'll hop into the episode. So we're going to come from Hebrews 4:14, and then we're going to go into verses 5-3. So then, Since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Chapter 5, verse 1. Every high priest is a man chosen to represent other people in their dealings with God. He presents their gifts to God and offers sacrifices for their sins. He is able to deal gently with ignorant and wayward people because he himself is subject to the same weaknesses. That is why he must offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as others. So this set of scripture, the second part, is talking about Christ, meaning Christ was a priest. Like, let me give background. So when the children of Israel were, you know, coming out of Egypt and they had to establish this new land to go into the promised land, Moses was given a set of instructions to appoint certain people. And so priests were one of those people. And priests were chosen basically to represent, you know, they were the ones that went to God on behalf of the people. And so they were appointed. And because they were appointed, they themselves had to kind of meet a certain standard. And so because Jesus, basically, if we're talking about just the Old Testament and the things the children of Israel did were similar to what Jesus ultimately did, which was take our sins onto the cross and sacrifice himself on our behalf to receive forgiveness from God. And so because he was a high priest, the scripture is basically saying every high priest is a man chosen to represent other people in their dealings with God. He presents their gifts to God and offers sacrifices for their sins. So when the children of Israel, back in the day, sinned, the priests would go before God on their behalf and offer sacrifices as lambs and goats. And there was this whole blood ceremony to be able to receive grace back from God and forgiveness of sins. And so because Jesus was that, it's basically saying in verse 2, and he was able to deal gently with ignorant and wayward people because he himself is subject to the same weaknesses. Meaning Christ was, he understood our struggle. That is why he must offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as theirs. And so understanding that he offered himself up for us. And so every high priest is basically what this is saying, is even the priest had to offer himself or offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as the other people he was representing. So because Christ is above this, going back to verse 4:14, so then, since we have this great high priest who's entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of the Lord, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced the same testings as we do, yet he did not sin. And so the biggest thing I want to pull from this is most of the time we're ignorant to the things that we're dealing with, the weaknesses we're dealing with. And ignorance is essentially just not having the knowledge of something. And we're wayward. We go back and forth with different things. And so biggest thing with self-criticism is a lot of times we don't know why we criticize ourselves. We don't understand what it looks like. We don't understand how it presents itself. We don't understand the voices that we're hearing in our heads telling us, you can't do this, you can't do that. And this narrative that we tell ourselves impacts the way we actually show up. And so when I talk about any self-criticism, I really want to also speak from self-evaluation. This is how you're able to actually notice things and be aware of things and evaluate what you're dealing with to be able to know how to overcome it. So most of the time when we're fighting against something, y'all, whether it be spiritually or even just in day-to-day lives, we have to know what the trigger is. And it's important to be able to do that so we can acknowledge what it is and how it's impacting us.
This episode of the Therapy is a Christian podcast is brought to you by Christ Couch. Hey, girl. So if you're not familiar with Christ Couch, let me tell you all about it. So every single Monday, I send an email to my email list that is filled with so much information, so much value every single Monday. And I love to call it Christ Couch. Christ Couch is a place where we discuss countless topics, gather together as girlfriends, and share our daily walk through life, all while uplifting one another. Over time, I have been able to learn that Christ allows us to experience his goodness and true vulnerability through relationships. So let's take a seat and share it all on the couch. In this Monday email that you will receive every single Monday from me at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, you'll get a full-on devotional and prayer, a little Motivation Monday, I like to call it, where you get to start the week off with a little motivation, and a weekly mental health tip that you can weekly and very easily add to your life. So, if you're interested in Christ Couch, definitely go to the link in my show notes. Completely free to you. You'll get an email every single Monday from me. And I cannot wait to share with you all the amazing things on the couch. Now, let's get back to the show. So what is self-criticism? So self-criticism involves how an individual evaluates oneself. And that impact can be really, really hard at times. So when I was kind of doing some research, I looked up kind of what are the behaviors of someone who is critical of themselves. And what I found was that a lot of times self-criticism, and with people who suffer with self-criticism, are linked to depression. People with self-criticism have higher rates of depression. And this disruption of this self-definition that you have with your identity can also lead to you being critical of yourselves. And this can also come from childhood, which I'll talk about in a second. It's where you kind of just feel like you hold yourself responsible for every little thing that's not going right. So you criticize yourself. You talk so negatively to yourself. You say bad things to yourself. You talk so horrible. And because of that, you are so critical of you that you don't even begin to see the positive side of yourself. So how does this present itself? Well, first of all, just understanding this, when I was reading on it, it says it can be rooted back to childhood, saying that sometimes it can be introduced from parents who were very strict and were inconsistent in the expression of feelings. So you may have been in parental relationships with your parents where they didn't really show a lot of emotion, or they were very strict, or they were very critical of things. And so sometimes this restrictive and rejecting practice can make you feel really low. Also, people with self-criticism have high levels of self-criticism, but also low levels of self-compassion, where you don't give yourself grace. You also overgeneralize negative events. So that basically means if something bad's happened, oh, well, bad things happen to me all the time, or I'll never experience anything good, or it must not be for me ever. You also have very high standards, where you put these high standards on yourself that are unrealistic within nature to achieve. And so with this self-criticism, it's very important to notice where it comes from. So like I said, you know, where it comes from. It could come from childhood. It could come from a traumatic experience. And so the way that we can really, really notice how we can start working in self-evaluation is to notice where the self-criticism comes from and know where you're being restricted. Where are you restricting yourself? Number two could be also to acknowledge the impact and know that we aren't taught to acknowledge things. We aren't taught to, you know, face things head on. We're taught to suppress. We're taught to not deal with. We're taught to just like let it go and let it pass by. The third thing is become aware of the self-criticism and have self-compassion and empathy. And y'all know I talk about this all the time with going to therapy and really, really working on the things you want to work on. There's also a way that you can do this in reflecting on your values, which is so important in just anything, especially when it comes to being productive. Like that's something I'm going to be teaching in my amazing 8-week program, which I'll talk about in a second, but you could take advantage of now if you have the opportunity and hop on a call with me, girl. Like I really would love to share what this program entails, as well as be able to walk you through how to overcome some of these self-criticizing thought processes so that you can be able to be productive, disciplined, and fulfilled. And then the fourth and final thing is replace the critic with positive affirmations. I think that is so important to be able to start affirming yourself, because sometimes we tell ourselves so many negative things, we don't know what positive words look like. And so you have to tell yourself, I'm called. I am whole. I am loved. I am worthy of the things that I'm receiving. I am so blessed. But sometimes it's so hard to even say those things because we immediately, as human beings, naturally gravitate towards the negative. And so with that being said, I really want you to just be mindful of these things and know that with self-criticism, it's the negative narrative you tell yourself, versus self-evaluation is really being able to actually look at what is happening, what's in my life, evaluate it, pull out the facts, and really be able to come to a conclusion within that.
And so if you're someone that's struggling with self-criticism, I definitely recommend first, go seek counseling. Go really deal with what could be overwhelming you in general. The second thing I would also recommend is that, you know, if you're someone who really wants to learn how to manage your time well, learn how to be more productive, learn how to be disciplined and fulfilled, you really should take advantage of my 8-week group coaching program, Show Up Sis, which is basically where I'm walking you through all the things you would ever need to know as it regards to showing up as the best version of yourself in your life. And I really talk about it from the context of time management and being productive, but there's also other ways to do this as well. So I'll go through a little bit of what the program entails. I talk about time management, limiting beliefs, talk about your value system. What does your plate really hold? Like, what are all the things you're doing in your life that are impacting you in the way in which you're showing up? Talk about rest. I really talk about how you can maintain your self-care and stability within your mental health. Additionally with that, I talk to you about scheduling, how to actually have a successful week and day. I talk to you about how you can begin to build self-care practices and talk about some desired goals, which are those things like working out more, spending more time with family, delegating, seeking those ambitious business goals that you've been having for years but haven't been able to hop on because of you having a really solid schedule. And then, of course, we're just going to piece all those things together. You get 8 weeks of live coaching by me and access to replays for a lifetime that you are able to watch at your leisure. Additionally with that, you get to be able to have biweekly calls with me where you can have Q&As and talk about anything you want to talk about and get specific individualized help. You get access to my personal resource library filled with time management strategies and different offerings. And then as well as an exclusive Facebook accountability and support community. And I have some amazing testimonies that you can definitely take part in watching, but also I have this cart open for you right now. So if you're interested and want to hop on a call with me, the link will be in the description of the show notes. And you want to definitely take advantage of that because I have helped over 50 women in some way of capacity related to productivity and time management, but also dealing with this mindset piece. So I would love to see you in the program, sis. If you have any questions at all, make sure you check the description below to be able to see the way that you can hop on a call with me. And again, y'all, understand self-criticism does not have to be your narrative. You can really switch to self-evaluation. So that's all I have for y'all today. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Leave me a comment. If you ever have any questions, DM me. I love talking to y'all. And that's all for this week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.